This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Waste has become a massive issue during the pandemic, with the usage of disposable materials skyrocketing. Vince Kuih and MC Liang, co-founders of Aeroflow, are determined to combat the issue by creating eco-friendly, durable, reusable masks that work well, look good, and help reduce disposable mask waste. MC Liang is actually Man Chu Liang, but we will be referring to him as MC for the duration of this chat. They're joining me on the line right now, so thank you guys so much. So can you guys explain a little bit about yourselves and how Aeroflow got started?
Sure. Well, everything started because of the pandemic. So for many years, the MOM technology, Sdn Bhd, is actually a manufacturer of OEM products. But because of the pandemic, everything just came into a halt. So we decided to venture out into ODM instead, coming out with our own products instead of relying on clients. So we wanted to create something that people need. So we thought of creating a mask. So that's how it all started, actually.
Mm-hmm. And you guys also specifically, you know, you didn't want to just design a mask, but more specifically, you're sort of self-described eco-warriors, both of you. So could you tell me a little bit about that and that passion about the environment?
Well, we wanted to create something sustainable, right? Reusable and sustainable. And we understand that three-ply mask, disposable mask is getting rampant, basically. So we wanted to create something that is sustainable for the future. And also we wanted to create a utility for the mask. In instance, like right now is the pandemic, so we needed to use N95. But let's say if our neighboring country is burning again, we could change it to PM2.5, haze. So we just want to create something that has utility to it as well. And that is the most important thing. And material engineering wise, choosing the materials was tough, but I'll let MC explain that to you.
Basically, we were looking at a few types of materials where we can produce, which is because it has to satisfy a few criteria in our design, especially when we are looking at a transparent mask. Then we also need a soft material that can sit comfortably on our face. So that's why we selected silicone. Mm-hmm. Silicone, which is a food grade that can be reused.
And so how long did this research and development process take?
It took quite some time. I think from end to end, we took about 2 years to refine the mask from the first design. We went into a second version, and now we have this Mark III, which is the improvement. We have done a lot of improvement when we received many feedbacks from the market. It was tough. It was tough.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you guys eventually decided on, as you mentioned, food-grade silicone because it's lightweight, non-toxic, biodegradable as well. But also, interestingly enough, it's also part of the aesthetic appeal designed to be anyway. So could you guys tell me a little bit about that and what went into the aesthetic design of the mask?
Okay, you see, when we talk about transparent mask, that mask got a very clear in nature. That means you gotta be seen through. It needs to have the clarity. So other materials like plastics, like TPU or other soft materials, which is very similar to silicone, they can generate that kind of finishing. So only silicone, you know, like respirators, they are also using silicones. So this can create a very very clear mask where we can see through until to the depth of our face. That's why we selected silicone.
But may I ask also why you guys specifically wanted to create transparent masks?
Well, we have a lot of masks that covers our facial features, right? We see that a lot in disposable masks. So we just wanted to try something different. That's why we created transparency into the design. And along the way, we also discovered that there's a lot of use case to the mask, especially for people with disabilities, such as the ones that do lip reading or the ones that require to read your facial expressions. So that along the way, we learned that, and we find that very useful. And it's like a surprise. It's a nice surprise for all of us, actually. So our design is actually finding a lot of use cases to many areas of every industry. And we're just trying to create the most optimal mask. You don't need to buy and throw away anymore. You can just use and reuse.
Mm-hmm.
And every bits and parts and material of it, you can reprocess. You can reprocess, and it's safer for the environment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this also includes the fact that you guys went with a modular design as well. So essentially, the way that the mask looks for our listeners as well, because obviously we don't have visuals on this, essentially, it's a mask made out of silicone, but it has these little pockets where you can replace the filter as well. And that was a part of the design. So tell me a bit about that.
You see, when we talk about maintaining mask, it got to be modular, as in we need to remove everything, clean it. You need we need to clean it. You know, we need to soak it into the water. So the more we can dismantle, the more it's modular, the more we can clean it more thoroughly.
That's right.
So that's why we came up with a modular mask. And also, you know, in hospitals especially, they need to sterilize the mask. So certain plastics, they cannot withstand a very high temperature under sterilization process. So that is why we make a modular mask where the silicone can be sterilized, whereas the plastic can be washed separately using the other type of cleaning method.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, also, I understand that in the production process as well, you guys also used nanotechnology to drive the material development of the mask. So can you tell? Yeah, go into a bit more detail about that. What does that actually mean?
All right. You see, silicon by nature is very sticky. You know, once we molded it out, you feel tacky, sticky. The face, it's not comfortable at all. So what we have done to the mask, we use a plasma. It's actually a form of a nanotechnology to create a etching on the surface. That means we modify the surface of the silicone. So we etch the surface to create lesser surface contact, which as a result, it is smoother. And it's more comfortable.
That's right.
Okay. So basically, you were manipulating the silicone to remove that tacky texture so that it would be a comfortable wear.
Yes. That's right.
For example, baby pacifiers, it's the same.
Yeah, they are made of silicone.
I see. All right.
Baby pacifiers. If baby can put it inside their mouth, it's safe. It should be safe on our skin.
You heard it here first. You can put this mask in a baby's mouth. So, right. Not that I would condone that, but anyway. All right. Well, we are going to take a short break for some messages. But after that, I will continue speaking to Vince and MC, co-founders of Aeroflow, all about their new mask. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary. Breathe freely, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
The This is Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and I'm speaking to Vince Kui and MC Liang, or Man Chu Liang, but we're referring to him as MC for the purposes of this conversation. They are the co-founders of Aeroflow, who are essentially a reusable, eco-friendly mask company. And so they were determined to create these reusable masks that work well, look good, and help reduce disposable mask waste. Before the break, we talked about the catalyst for creating the mask in the first place, as well as the research and development process and the use of nanotechnology on their face masks as well. But now I do want to talk about pricing. So according to the listing on your Shopee page, the masks can go up to, they're anywhere from 88 ringgit to about 103 ringgit with before shipping. So tell me a little bit about that. You know, what's the justification for that, and sort of how does that compare to not only disposable masks, obviously, but also other reusable mask options that might be on the market as well?
Why you price it at 88? Because we built this using a very expensive material, especially the silicone. The silicone is made of is made in USA. We brought them in and processed in Malaysia. And the plastics are all FDA-approved grade plastics. To us, this is cost-manufactured materials. Mm-hmm. There are not many masks like us, like a respirator mask. So we do not have a bench, actually. So mm-hmm. we're trying to set a market price for it, which mm-hmm. which is 88 just for the mask, and 15 ringgit for the filters, which comes in 5 sets. Mm. Mm. So all in all, when you buy in set, it's about 103 ringgit.
Mm. And in a way, yeah. I suppose as well, you know, with this price point, it's designed to be essentially an investment because you can reuse the mask, right? It's not
exactly.
a one-time use only thing. I mean, I guess on average, let's say if you pay like, for example, on average, like maybe about 10 ringgit for like a pack of masks, but you're using mm-hmm. that every day, you're disposing them every day, right? I mean, in theory, this is supposed to last for quite a while. So I guess that would also take into account that price point as well, would you say?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would absolutely agree with that. Because this is not buy and throw away, right?
Mm, lovely. All right. So we also mentioned before the break as well that the production process is fairly complicated in a sense. And also, as you mentioned, MC, the materials used are fairly expensive because they're designed to be durable, obviously, as well. So tell me a bit about the production process of this. Where does this take place? You mentioned you used to be an OEM enterprise. So tell me a bit about that.
Okay, so MYM Technology, actually we manufacture plastic components for electronic products, for automotive products. So now we have gone into medical products, which is the mask. This is our first project. So we have a lot of manufacturing capabilities, especially from design up to manufacturing, to quality inspection,
assembly,
and to assembly. Yeah, so we have a stop solution to produce the product.
Mm. So you already had the resources, basically.
Yes, we have the resources ready. Yeah,
I suppose when you're creating a medical equipment, right, there's a lot of expectations from general population or people from medical field. The expectation is really high because you know you don't want to just create something where people might just find it like there's no use case to it. So that would be defeating the purpose, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also on that note, you know, which we have mentioned before in this chat, you guys are approved by the United States Food and Drug Administration, otherwise known as the FDA, as well as Malaysia's own medical device authority. I mean, could you share a little bit about how long that took? You know, did you start applying for it immediately, that whole process? I mean, you guys are laughing and I can tell already it was probably a bit of an uphill climb. So please share that story.
It was not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah, the road was long. The road was long.
Mm. Yeah, we took almost 2 years.
Two years to get it approved.
Yeah, to register under this FDA, to register it under the MDA. We went through a lot of validation onto the product. You know, we sent the product to the lab.
SGS lab.
SGS. Yeah, to test the ability, test the PFE and the BFE of the fuels. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have gone through a lot of in-house validation on the material, know, we got to go through high temperature tests, low temperature tests. We need to simulate the actual usage of from the customer, from the users. So it was a very long journey, a very long journey until we get a perfect product and we sent for a test, external test. So by using, so that test is actually the asset of the product. That means that we are telling the users that are all validated and tested. It's not a,
Which just brings value to it. You're not just buying something off the shelf. You know, you're actually buying a solid equipment.
It's like guarantee, right? You know, you can use this, first of all, that it is medically approved. And second of all, that, you know, you can take this essentially anywhere and you can know for a fact that it is a medically, I guess, appropriate piece of equipment.
Yes, right.
Lovely. All right. So also, I understand that you guys might be expanding a little bit into a different space. Tell me a bit about, I think you guys are experimenting with making face masks that are specifically designed for sports usage. Tell me a bit about that.
Actually, not so much about sports. You see, when we come up with this transparent mask, there are a lot of challenges also, you know, especially when it comes to market acceptance. You know, most people want to cover their face, but we are doing that the otherwise. So maybe in the future, we will be coming out with a respirator-like mask, but it's opaque, which is black in color. And the grade of filtration will be different, where we can use it for outdoor, we can use it for leisure, instead of the one that we're using, which is N95, which is important when it comes into the medical condition. So maybe we are going more towards the general usage of the mask.
Okay. For sort of my penultimate question, I do have a bit of a sticky one here. Now, obviously, the masks came about because we're in a pandemic. I mean, if people don't know that by now, must be living under a rock. But, you know, and I also know that you guys mentioned earlier as well that these masks could be potentially repurposed in the future for other use cases like haze, pollution, that sort of thing. However, I do want to ask about your thoughts on if/when the pandemic is less of an issue, whenever that may be, and society may well go back to not wearing masks as a standard, right, of sort of everyday life. Are you guys worried at all about, you know, potentially less demand or like a dip because you guys are fairly mask-focused here?
Well, of course, we wish the other scenario where the world don't have to wear masks. You know, I wish that the world will go back to normal, but this pandemic went out of control and people have died. And the question is really, is the virus here to stay? Is the virus going to be integrated in society as well? Are these new protocols, these new SOPs here to stay? That is the question, isn't it? Unfortunately, apparently this virus mutates as well. So God knows how long this pandemic will last. So I guess the best thing we all can do is just stay cautious, practice hygiene, and wear a mask. But, you know, wearing a mask comes with a lot of social complications as well. You don't go into a restaurant and people say, "Oh, sir, how are you today? Can I get you a seat?" No, the waiter will just come up to you and say, "Sir, you need to wear your mask."
Or just gesture.
Yeah, just gesture. So that created a lot of social complications, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially for introverts.
I feel you on that front as well. I also know that you guys refer to yourselves as Introvert Lab, which I find very, very amusing. But yeah, no, definitely. I think in this sort of case, I guess it's, you know, in a kind of funny way, if the demand for this particular product is less in the future, that's probably kind of a good thing for like the rest of the world. But, you know, definitely it's something that is extremely useful and pragmatic right now. Fantastic. So for my final question for you guys, what is the future of Aeroflow? What can users look forward to in the near future?
We are also exploring on more of a like a purifier kind of mask. Because now we are only a mechanical mask, which we breathe in, you know, through the filter and exhale out from the filter. So maybe we will produce something like an air purifier, something like the one in the market, like LG masks. These are all purifiers. These are the new technology that will come in place. So with that, I think Aeroflow can sustain as more like a purifier rather than a respirator mask.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. That sounds amazing. And I'm so excited to see, you know, how you guys sort of pivot with the times to come. But thank you very much. That brings us to the end of our conversation. Thank you very much to Vince and MC for speaking to me today. I've been speaking to Vince Kui and Manchu Leong, co-founders of Aeroflow, here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.